Hello friends, my name is Gopal Gupta. I bring over more than 20 years of experience from diverse industries, fields, urban and rural marketing. Throughout my career, I have been privileged in working across various industries, understanding customers' behaviors, market dynamics, and also to a certain extent, I have also understood what are the gaps, specifically in rural and urban markets. Rural marketing in particular has been very close to my heart. So today's lecture, we will focus on rural entrepreneurship, which is one of my favorite topics. I am also proud to inform all of you that back in 2019, I was conferred as the top 50 rural marketing professionals in India. So basically, I will also want to give you a certain gist of what rural marketing is, what is its understanding, and how you can make a career out of it. I understand all you business professionals who would want to explore your opportunities or your careers in various segments. This chapter or this session will actually give you an in-depth understanding about what rural marketing is. I understand in today's life, when everyone is running towards city, urban areas, they are leaving the countries and they're settling in countries like US, Europe, Australia. I understand when someone is talking about the rural market, which is going where not many are going. So I would like to tell you one aspect. You should always try to do things differently. And at the end of this session, I would just expect, or I would just that there would be some amount of interest within you would be developed about the rural marketing. So with this, we start the rural entrepreneurship chapter. Understanding of rural entrepreneurship. I'm sure the text, you will go through it. So I would not want to go in the details of the bookish, very bookish thing, like what is the definition or what are the policies or how to do this or how to do that. I will tell you beyond this. Obviously, I will also would touch the major nuances, but I would love to tell you about what is real rural entrepreneurship or marketing or rural business or whatever you want to understand. Because in AI-driven market, there has been a segment which is specifically focusing on rural market, rural entrepreneurship, rural businesses, rural dynamics, rural data. There are so many things. So I would also deep dive into the real aspects, how the professionals or how the business owners or MNCs, how they adapt or how they take their decisions based on the data or based on the aspects or based on the information which has been provided by the marketing professionals, which has been focused on rural. So just to give you a broad definition, business ventures in rural areas, which are utilizing or which are leveraging on local resources, skills or opportunities, and which are also focused on the underserved regions with agriculture, handicrafts or small-scale industries, are basically the definition of rural entrepreneurship. Just to give you a perspective, the rural entrepreneurship, for example, Samir is a person who is residing in a rural area. He is doing a agricultural or he is doing farming. But then he realizes that with farming, he will not be able to utilize the resources or he will not be able to make ends meet. So what he does, he understands what other aspects which he can do, like producing a product which is beyond agriculture but which is complementing agriculture. For example, there would be a spices which is being generated from agriculture. So he will think of making the spices and giving it a very localized aspects. He will go and meet the designers. He will go and meet the production things. He will try to make it he will try to make end product which can be sent or which can be sold to the end market or to the people, okay, who wants these products, rather only focusing on raw material. It could be a small scale industry. It could be making handicrafts more differently. So rural entrepreneur is not only who is depending on agriculture, but who is making use of agricultural products, local resources and other aspects and go ahead. So going further, we will also deep dive into various aspects of how policies are important. Why policies are important? What kind of policies we should make and how it will benefit the by and large people, and how you as a marketing or management professionals, how you can get into this segment and take advantage of this. As I told you earlier, I will not get into basic nuances of, because I'm sure this information or this text is available with you. So I would want to go into real life examples. So I'll try to overhead, or I'll try to skip some of the slides wherein which you can take resources or use, which you can take note later on. Key characteristics. So basically it is resource based, it is community oriented because it's rural, it is small scale operation because you are not focusing on getting into making into scale. I understand when there are some operations in rural marketing in rural areas also which is talking about scale, but basically this is something which is more from the entrepreneur perspective. A person who is living in rural or a marketing professional who is in urban area who wants to settle in rural, so he will start from a small scale business. So focus is small scale, focus is entrepreneurs, focus is first time entrepreneurs. So there are some innovation within constraints. There are also socio-economic or socio-cultural impacts also which is affecting this. Let us deep dive into the categories of rural entrepreneurship, which is very simple to easy to, just to give you an example, how would you understand? Any businesses which is coming out of farming or livestock agribusinesses is agripreneurship. Second would be handicrafts and artisan based. Tourism is also one of the important aspects which we will discuss in depth in our following chapters or following sessions. Service based and social entrepreneurship is also one of the very important aspect which is also very close to my heart. We will also get an opportunity to deep dive into this subject as well. Rural entrepreneurship, a development catalyst. As you know, there is a lot of industry who is focused on urban, but there are very limited organizations which only focuses on rural. even after having such a vast resources, the scale has been very minimal. That's why it has been called rural entrepreneurship, as it has been termed as a development catalyst. The evolution. Usually, the transition of the traditional business into a modern, tech-driven or sustainable is called as the rural entrepreneurship, which is from the rise of the social environment and environmental ventures addressing the global challenges as well. So it's not only restricted in India, it can be focused on global challenges as well. Economic development to rural entrepreneurship, which is job creation. Obviously, when job comes, there would be certain kind of income which will come, which will easily flow in. Then obviously, when there is an income which has been flowing into the rural economy, then definitely there is a diversification of economy. Then there is also a local market development which is happening, and last but not the least, there is an attraction of investment which is also happening. Corbin, so this is one of the very important point. We all would be knowing the political aspects, some political parties talking about why people from different states coming into Mumbai. Some aspects would be saying why there would be a certain North Indian going towards Bangalore or other markets in South. So this migration is nothing, but in some or the other way, it is rural urban migration. So people would not be having a problem with a Delhi person moving into Mumbai, because obviously he would have certain kind of experience or certain kind of skills. So usually when people from rural, they come to urban, they are lost. They don't know what to do. And they don't have much resources. They don't have much education as well. So it's very important in curbing this kind of rural-urban migration shift, which is not only detrimental for their health, well-being, but it is not taking economy anywhere. So basically, job opportunities, it will improve their life of quality of life. It will also strengthen communities, because once they are staying in a particular segment or in a particular community or in a particular village, they are together. There is a sense of belongingness. There is a sense of pride within the local communities as well. Then obviously when it is also bridging the economic and social gaps as well within the region. It is also balancing the population distribution in urban areas. So as I have discussed in our previous slides, focusing on rural or rural areas or rural markets, it is also harnessing the local potential, right? Be it the value addition which we get from agriculture, be it the resource management, be it the traditional crafts, which is somehow fading. There has been a lot of issues, or there has been a lot of focus from the government also. Local sourcing is also a very important aspect, sustainable livelihoods. Okay, let's talk about rural culture. How entrepreneurship will promote local or rural culture? Okay, so let's go step by step. Every India is blessed with diversity. and how they are preserving their diversity. Our ancestors have been preserving our diversity through our culture, through crafts, through... You go in any segment, specifically in India, it is... If you go in any other countries, it will always have a oneness. So it will always have... It will not have ethnicity of diversity. It will always have oneness. Be it Australia, be it Russia. But in India, every region will have different traditions, different culture. And from the and from those cultures, different crafts and different arts and different cultures comes in. Be it the weaving, be it the pottery, or be it any heritage crafts. It is also, we are also talking about the cultural tourism, which definitely we are going to deep dive into detail when we are talking about the tourism and how the cultural tourism or the rural tourism, how it changes the lives, be it the local festivals, traditions, rural life experience. There has been a lot of demand from the Westerners coming into the rural areas, experiencing their life, experiencing their culture. Because in Mumbai or Delhi, we are not happy with the way things are moving. It is very fast, right? Today morning only, I was reading about one article which is promoting the slow life. So what do you mean by slow life? Slow life is the rural life, the life with the birds, the life with the animals, with the trees, with the rivers. So you will not have those emails, will not have those meetings, will not have those online sessions or the scrolls or the Insta scrolls. All you will have is the real life, which is being perceived or which is being demanded by the Westerns or the urban centric employee, urban centric customers as well. And then there has been a traditional knowledge, like the use of medicines, crafts, or agricultural as well. Strengthening of community bonds, which we have already discussed. Cultural exchange and innovations is also one of the important points. Let's talk about inclusive entrepreneurship. So all entrepreneurship is not only about focusing on the rural population. It is about focusing on women or senior citizens or any marginalized group. So basically it should be inclusive. So there has been certain examples in Grameen Bank of Bangladesh, which has really path-breaking initiatives for microfinancing specifically for women. It is also about creating role models or improved resource access or the gender equality or social status as well. So this is something which we have already discussed in past, like economic impact, social transformation, cultural preservation. Sustainability is also one of the most important point. Why sustainability is so important? Because you have immense potential or immense resources in rural. If everyone is doing farming or they are only dependent on farming based income and you are just focusing on sending the raw materials to urban, so it's not sustainable, right? Because the effective utilization of resources is not happening. We will also study this point in depth in our in the chapters which we will focus in, which we will be focusing in ahead. It should also have future vision. So this is the need for entrepreneurship, why it is important. It is also focusing on various aspects like high potential, removes income disparity, balance of regional development, it products which is creative heritage. It also reduces migration and it reduces developments of slums as well. Key characteristics of rural entrepreneurship. So now what are the key characteristics of rural entrepreneurship? For if I have to say some aspects, the unique challenges and opportunities of rural settings is not about how are we utilizing the resources, but it's about how are we dividing our resources? How are we, is it a community focused? Is it also important in, it is also important, like often shape of availability in rural local laws or cultural norms. It also plays a pivotal role in developing the rural economy. You should also focus on resource-based operation. Okay, so why close community tie is important? This is very important because what will keep binding the people. I remember back in 1990, when I was very young, I had gone to my village, which is it is not my village, it is my mother's village, which is in Khandwa, a very small district in MP. So we had this village in wherein my maternal uncles were there. Okay, we really had a very good time there because we used to play with our cousins. We used to had a very good time with them. But then now I have recently received an opportunity to again visit there, and I've seen that not many children are keen in staying back. Rather, a lot of people have moved out as within first they have gone. So many are moving, some are moving to Mumbai, some are moving to Delhi, some are even moving to Bhopal and Indore places, cities like Bhopal and Indore. So what is happening there? Forget about community ties. You don't have any community left. So, close community tie is very important to hold you back. There should be some aspects, right, which will keep you there. And if you have those kind of communities, there are multiple advantages. People who operate there because they are getting the loyal customer base. They are also getting the reliable and local suppliers. It will have opportunities. It will also offer challenges as well. So the market size is very slow, very, very limited. It is a limited market. It is also community experiences also influenced the business practice. There is very limited chance or very limited scale of adding new towards something because the community is expecting some kind of influence over the business practices as well. Now business also becomes part of community and social cultural fabric. Word of mouth is also very important. Yes. Now limited access to infra. Yeah, this is one of the major challenges which rural entrepreneurs face. You will have the poor road network or transportation. You will also have unreliable electricity and limited internet connectivity as well. entrepreneur resilience and ingenuity, alternative energy resources, localized supply chain, infrastructure constraint drive the need for low-tech and cost-effective solutions. Partnership with local NGOs or government is also very important to address the infra gaps. There are also some innovative solutions which you can add to make sure that local problems are also addressed. These are some of the ideas. So for all the viewers or for all the learners, the only aspect or only way to get in detail or to get towards the because the innovation, okay, which is happening in urban, there is not many innovations are happening in rural also. So we need more and more professionals to get into this bus, get into this innovation bus and offer your services. Like there would be, I'm sure one vet will not be sufficient, right? If I remember one of my nephew, he is a dentist now. So he's struggling really hard in Mumbai. Why? In Mumbai, you will have tons of dentists offering various kind of services. There are some dentists who are going at their homes and giving their home services. So market is very competitive. So I just told him once, what do you think about setting your office or setting your mobile veterinary, dentist thing? Okay. So basically, there was not a trend of having this kind of thing. So we went to various market, various customers, various industries, and we tried to understand what kind of services or what kind of machineries we can have it into this mobile van. So we set up this kind of thing, okay, wherein, and then he had a team who actually serviced some of the remote areas in Maharashtra. So basically, in one van, he is getting an access of multiple markets. So like that, mobile veterinary services for remote farmers is also one of the very important points. You cannot have a vet in one market, right? So if you have a mobile veterinary services which you can have an access every day, you can go to different market, and that market is also understood, because you can have an app based thing, or you can tie up with the larger organization, with an NGO who is also planning and who is also having this kind of, so you don't spend your energy in coordination, in brochure printing. You just focus on your services. You just focus to be there, and you can have a part local partner, the panchayats, who can make sure that all your logistics challenges or all your situations are managed, and you just focus on your service. Also, affordable water filtration. You can also talk about the buying of raw materials at a very good price. You can also source from them, and you can also make sure, okay, that this is also being processed locally using women. You can also, there. So if you think of innovative solutions, there are n number of rural solutions, n number of innovative solutions for the local problem. Risk management and resilience. There are, I'm sure this is something which we all know, We don't know when it will rain in Mumbai during our rainy seasons. So how is it possible to make them understand what is, how the weather and how the market and how the local resource will happen? Because it's very price sensitive, it's very demand sensitive, or it's very supply sensitive as well. So strategies will also come into those kind of pictures, like the income stream diversification, technology and investments for sustainability, flexibility in adopting the changing market is also one of the important aspects. Keep it frugal. There has been a multiple marketing sessions which I have done on frugality. Keeping it simple and keeping it frugal in operation is the most difficult thing. You may think keeping it simple is very simple, right? But then keeping it simple is the very difficult aspect. I'll just give you an example. Making a very simple marketing campaign, which has been understood by everyone, is one of the most difficult aspects. So basically, that's why you always say, keep it simple, keep it frugal. Frugal is nothing but making the best, making the maximum from the minimalistic thing, from the minimal requirement which you have. So you may have just 10,000 to do a photo shoot or an ad shoot. How are you going to do it? You may have to do it through your own, right? So this is called frugal. So maybe you would have this text with you. You can go through the text and you can make sure, and you can also write me back in case you have any further questions on this.